This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Been getting into Amaro recently.
Nice.
What is
Amaro's that? Good. I said nice. Amaro's good.
This is Amaro Nonino, which I believe is derived from hazelnuts. It's sort of a sweeter thang. And
that's cool, man. That's great.
You obviously haven't opened the bottle, so you're not getting into it. Somebody gave you a gift.
This is the first episode where I've genuinely felt uncomfortable.
You forget that we're recording.
I will eat your ass.
All right, I'm gonna click on one of these and hope it's the show intro because couldn't tell you which button it is.
All right.
Nope.
Huh.
Okay.
Also no. It's not labeled like intro.
Well, that was intro dash music. So
I always imagined Jeff had all these sound effects labeled as if they were the Zodiac's code.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, yeah. I think I found it.
That is it.
Hey.
We know that. We know that,
yeah. We did it.
Ooh. What was that one labeled, actually, in the end?
HeadGum Podcast Intro.
Oh.
Okay, well, that's on you.
Well, it's in a separate... There's two sections to Jeff's soundboard. One is favorites and one is uploaded. And then I checked uploaded. And obviously that's where it was. So I'll just have to remember that. And he did say to have both open. So now that makes sense.
Yeah, can you kind of go over the instructions he gave? Can you read the email?
Yeah.
Or even share the screen?
I won't share the screen, but I will go through line by line of what I was given. We should say, welcome to the HeadGum Podcast. Jeff is not here. He's kind of left us high and dry, as it were. He's in Kentucky doing God knows what. And I received an email last night at like around 9:30 p.m. Saying, hello, dash, way too formal. Attaching the outline for tomorrow's episode here. As per discussion, you'll be stepping in as the de facto me. And then there's an attachment, a PDF attachment of his outline. Don't know why it's a PDF. And he gave me the login to his soundboard. But as we all know, Jeff's soundboard is publicly available on the internet. So I just used that link and didn't log in using his password. That is definitely his password for other things besides this. So good work.
Are you going to read
Jeff.
That out?
I won't do that.
Give
just
us
for
a
sake.
Character.
Yeah, let's see if we can guess it. We'll bleep it out if we get it right.
Oh.
Oh, is it Jeff?
I knew it.
It is not. I guess we could do intros, even though that doesn't really happen anymore. But the first line item on this outline is intro for the first 5 minutes. I also don't have a timer up, which could prove to be a problem, but you know, whatever.
Does he usually?
I think so, solely because sometimes he's like, we have to move on to this thing at this time mark, and he did list out times.
I've been rolling for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, almost
that exactly feels five. Yeah, that feels correct.
It feels crazy listening back to some of these episodes, knowing that there was a plan that was down to the minute, in fact.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Scary. what else does he have planned?
Well, like, what would the show be like if there was no...
Yeah.
More chaos. Do you guys know what Jeff is doing in Kentucky? He's been there for almost a month.
No idea.
Horseback. He's learning to horseback ride.
Did he give us a heads up, or he's like, hey, I'm do in that Kentucky here this month?
But he wanted he wanted us to be in the Derby next year.
No. Mm. He didn't give us a heads up.
You
he
don't
just
have
kind of
to
left.
Train in Kentucky to race in the Kentucky Derby.
Why are you telling me this? Tell Jeff.
I can't.
The Kentucky Derby
Kentucky.
Has...
Yeah, with no service.
Has jockeys?
Yeah,
Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was that or just
the
horses,
running
around
on their own. Yeah, and they know where to go.
Yeah, who knows?
Like, you're thinking of dog racing.
Yeah, I am. Super thinking of greyhound racing. Anyway... What's the whole thing? It's I'm Marika. Amir's here bringing up the rear.
Mm-hmm.
Casey's on the facts.
Yeah.
And Anya's on the sax.
It's pretty good.
Thank you.
So far, we don't miss them at all.
Yeah, I think I'm kind
but
of
it's
crushing
still really
it.
Early. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're only six minutes in.
Yeah, I should say before I really get into it, there is at the bottom of this outline a highlighted section titled Tips for Hosting. And I will take them to heart. The first one is cut people off at your leisure slash pleasure. If you find your own face is red, cut to break.
Yeah, that makes sense.
When in doubt, make a pun off something a guest just said. Jesus. Lean on the soundboard to punch funny moments through. In general, act incredulously put out by your own show / the guests. I feel like I'd be better at the soundboard one if I knew what all of these were. But
yeah, like if they were labeled
kind of,
the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Thank you.
I was gonna say let's try out your skills. Let's maybe talk about something, and then if someone says something funny, hit us with a sound effect.
Yeah, we are in the wax portion.
Mm. Oh, he has the whole episode outlined.
Yes.
So, how long is the wax portion?
Yeah, are there any parts we can cut kind of from the top? Because I've like a meeting.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's a few things. The wax portion is technically 15 minutes. And I'm fine with cutting one of the segments at the end of that, which happens to be Marika's druthers, because it feels kind of pointless right now. But yeah, what's everyone been up to? What's dating like in LA, etc.?
Great Jeff question. Mm-hmm. Well, I could tell you Amir's engaged. Anya lives with her boyfriend, and... I haven't been on a date in several months. That's what it's like over here.
Oh, that was good. That was really good, actually.
Nice. Thank you.
Did you choose that randomly, or was that on purpose?
I did it on purpose, but very quickly, because the first thing I saw was, oh, shit. I was going to do the clap one, but I saw
that. Clap.
That felt meaner. That felt mean. Clap feels mean.
The clap would have felt very Jeff of you.
Yeah.
Casey and I became regulars at a bar last week. Is that
really?
Cool?
Whoa. Mm-hmm. That's really
cool. How do
you
become regulars?
Well, we went one time.
Regular.
And, okay,
I'm the regular. I went back and then they were like, where's Anya? And I said, I don't know.
Oh, so you guys both went once and then Casey went a second time and they're like, where's Anya?
Yeah. Basically.
So I think we are regulars, though. I think that qualifies.
Do we dare say where it is, or is that too personal / private?
We don't want people blowing up our spot, but it is a cool place named
it
for
is
an animal.
The Roost.
Got it.
Oh, it's not named for an animal, I guess.
The rooster is an animal.
But the roost is not an animal.
Right.
Well, you come home to roost.
Yeah. That sure. feels
we're
like
the
a Jeff.
Chickens.
That feels like that could be a Jeff phrase.
Yeah.
We should add that into the script.
Just the roost?
Like coming home to roost feels like something he's going to start saying at some point.
Jeff okay. would do something like coming home to roost. Oh. I'm coming home to juiced.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Did you hear that sound?
It was the word of the day or something.
Yeah. The word of the day is Jeff.
Oh, interesting.
So congrats to Casey. I'm not going to Venmo you, though.
Okay.
It's also time for Bond of the Week. And I have one specifically selected. It's Mark D. Jansen, the CEO of Blue Diamond Growers, because it's time for a James Almond.
Right.
Any questions or?
No, we got it.
No.
All right. Anya, who's your Bond of the Week?
You're becoming Jeff the more you host this show. Don't you realize?
I know, like the power in her eyes.
Whatever's happening is fucking contagious.
Yeah, we all hate being on the show unless we're hosting, and Marika's having the best time she's ever had.
Major Keeler, have the power at hand and the soundboard in your browser, and you'll be a god of sorts.
Did you read that or say that?
I just said it. It just came out.
Oh my,
out.
Oh my god.
Don't you see? You're fucking becoming Jeff. I'm fucking scared.
Yeah, this is because
then he's going to come back
strange.
And there's going to be two of them.
Right. Well, we'll see. He might overpower me.
Oh, I see.
We're going to be editing your face to look more like Jeff's throughout the episode.
Oh my god, with AI.
AI, yeah.
Any other Bonds of the Weeks?
Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Buffett.
Because his name is already sort of James Bond.
Same with is Jimmy it? Buffett.
Yeah. Jimmy James, Butler, Bondler. It's all sort of in the same.
Imagine if it was Butler, Bondler.
Yes.
The third.
Exactly.
Do you think the series would be as successful as if his name was Bondler?
The name's Bondler. James Bondler.
Jimmy.
Pass.
Casey?
My Bond of the Week is Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, another
because
basketball player.
He's a basketball player. And he's a spokesman. Men for Gold Bond powder. Hello?
That's pretty good.
We needed a. Yeah. I was going to say, that's a good audio cue.
Yeah, I was kind of looking for one. And I don't really know how to turn these off. So, oh, there we go. Because what Jeff normally does is he'll hit the button. First, it'll be the wrong sound cue. He'll hit the right sound cue, and then he'll cut it off with applause.
Oh, yeah.
Where's so I got to get used to that.
Yeah, that's kind of, you got to like train the muscle memory of of making that work.
It's a lot of just like scrolling up and down.
Yeah.
It's week 5 of the WGA strike.
Oh, weirdly, I didn't get to give a Bond of the Week.
Oh, I thought you gave Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, great.
Yeah, do you want another one?
No, that's fine. I was going to do the waitress from The Roost.
Oh.
Where I'm now a regular. Where soon she'll know if I like get shaken or stirred.
Ooh.
My
is
understanding.
That
yeah, Los Feliz. Off Los Feliz Boulevard, Casey. Right down the street from the Bigfoot Lodge. Come on out, folks.
You're really blowing up our spot.
Yeah. Yeah, this just says discuss WGA strike week 5. Still going strong. I don't know what else to say. We could talk about my vacation instead if we wanted to.
Yeah, let's do that. That's way more
great.
Real quick, just I looked up The Roost and it said it's a unpretentious pub with a jukebox and Thai entrees.
That's right.
That's true.
Have you had the Thai food there?
I have not. Looks like Anya has.
And what's the, like, it's just a bar, a dive bar with just pad CU.
Have you never been to The Roost?
Never been.
It's a dive bar that was bought by like a Thai couple. And so they make their food there.
Do they have Pad CU?
Yeah.
And are people just eating it at the bar?
I don't see a lot of people ordering.
I love this place, and I'm gonna give it a no comment on the food.
Got it.
It's a cash only bar.
Wow.
Cash only bar, but they have like Pad Thai.
Yeah, you can pay for the food with a credit card, but if you want a beer, you have to pay cash.
Okay.
Are there licenses in order, do we think?
They serve alcohol, or there must be some sort of
it just feels
they're
like, this is let's keep things separate.
Yeah.
Food's food, mm-hmm. drinks.
Sure.
Well, it was always a cash only bar for, and it used to also be like even dingier than it is now. It's pretty clean these days at the Roost. Come on by, you'll catch me there today when you hear this.
Have you had the chicken wings?
We have to move on.
I was going to, okay, that's fine.
Fair. Just a quick yes or no.
No. But we did have the chicken tenders and fries, and they were good. Yes.
We went with Mike Mitchell. He ordered.
Got it. So Thai food, but also fries and chicken tenders.
Which I think is smart.
Right.
They know.
It's almost like they don't need the Thai
food. They read the room. They say, what do these people want?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So why did the Thai food at all?
In the summer, they have like a back patio, but it's just like a folding table in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's just like curry.
I went on my first date there with my boyfriend, which Casey said...
Was I there?
No.
Did you do that in front of me?
I told you this the other day, and you said it was you would never take a date there.
A first date?
Yeah.
To the Roost?
Yeah.
The cash-only bar?
Which I thought was a perfect first date spot.
That's crazy. Get a Tom Yum soup and a fucking stein of cider?
Yeah, but you have to pay separately.
I haven't used cash in a decade.
Yeah.
Marika, how was your trip?
Yeah, speaking of cash, I didn't get a single cash conversion when I went to London. Only used my card. It's great. Had a great time.
That used to be the biggest thing in international travel. You got to like get the currency early and like go make an appointment with a bank and like exchange it at a good rate and call your phone company,
calling your
call
bank to tell them you're going out of the country.
You're internationally traveling. Now it's just like, yeah, I'm in London, I'm just using the same card as always, and they'll just deal with it later.
It was delightful. I had a great time, saw a lot of faves, saw six shows.
Six shows in how many days?
Five.
Four. Yeah.
Three. That's a lot. Every night a show.
Every
and sometimes
night.
Two.
Yeah. Once two. saw a lot of long shows too.
Isn't one of them called Six?
There is a show called Six. I didn't see that on my trip there. But I've seen it before.
Was the goal of your trip to see all these shows? Like,
yes.
Wow.
Originally, I made the trip, I booked the trip because they announced that Groundhog Day, the musical, was coming back to England. It's one of my favorite shows. Saw it four times on Broadway. It was like, that'll be fun if I go to this. I miss this show. Bought a ticket when they went on sale. Didn't have tickets to London. And then as it kept getting closer to the date, they kept announcing more shows that I was like, I really want to see this. There's like a Brokeback Mountain play starring Lucas Hedges and Mike Feist. Got a ticket for that.
What was my mom's boyfriend in?
He was in the play A Little Life.
Oh, right.
Based off of the book.
Amir, do you have a question or are you waving at us?
A question.
He's doing one of these, which is crazy.
Yeah, a horn.
And this is a stupid question, but I bet nobody here knows the answer to. So I'm already getting pre-mad at you guys for calling it a stupid question.
You called it that.
Yeah.
You go to London to see the plays. Are the actors British? Follow-up, do all the characters have British accents? Or are they British actors playing Americans in the play?
Well, Amir, depends on the play. But I can do a rundown for you. We've got Cabaret. That's a bevy of accents. Most of them were British. One doing an American accent that was very bad. Some doing British accents. Some doing German accents.
I actually saw the movie Cabaret over the pandemic. It's very, very good.
That's very good. It's one of my favorite. One of my favorite musicals.
Okay. What about Brokeback? British dudes?
Brokeback was two American actors. Lucas Hedges, said, Ben Lucas is back. Hedges.
I don't know who those people are.
Manchester by the Sea. Lucas
That's
Hedges.
American too, right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Manchester's fucking England as well. You're all over the place.
Manchester okay. by the New Sea England. Is Boston area, but yeah. sure, go on. So Mike Feist, American. They went to the West End to do this show. They're doing American accents. The rest of the cast, British, doing American accents that were hit or miss.
Wow. Never heard of, like, you often see it the other way around, but rarely an entire play where a British, or a British guy's doing an American accent.
Well, A Little Life, set in New York, all of them doing American accents, all but one of them British.
How is his accent? What's his name? James? Geordie?
James Norton.
James Norton.
James Norton, The Light of My Life, star of Grantchester, the television show.
Grantchester by the Sea?
Yep. And
honestly, they should.
Yeah, they should. his accent was great. He was so good. A very depressing
he's my
show.
Mom's fave. He's my mom and yeah. Marika's fave.
Yeah.
Which is cute.
We send photos. I send photos through Anya of him to get his mom's her mom's opinion on him.
And she's really always fun. Just like, oh. Oh, he's so cute.
So that was fun. He's in his 30s. It was a really depressing show. If you know the book A Little Life, it's about a lot of traumatic events. And
it's very dark. It's the darkest.
It's pretty dark. There's like attempts and nudity Jesus. In the show. I had to lock away my phone because a bunch of people are nude in a yonder bag because a bunch of people are nude. And I was sitting on stage.
How close were you to a private part?
Pretty close.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were
God
you allowed
thank
on
God
stage?
You didn't have to your phone.
Was I allowed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marika streaked. sorry, everybody.
I'm so inspired.
I too want to be nude on stage.
She did it for my mom. She said, "This one's for Yelena." Ran across the
Tackled instantly.
Oh my God.
Naked, which is crazy.
Tased yeah. forever.
The cops are also naked.
Yeah.
This is a dream you had.
Marika's been in New York. She didn't even leave the house.
I don't leave.
This would be it's all your things lined up. I feel like it can't be real.
Yeah. My face is red, so I am going to cut to break.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
I don't know where the end we're back sound is.
Bam, 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 bam.
There it is. And we're back. Before we get into... Sorry.
Remember, people used to say that about London.
What's
was that?
The that?
Food was bad. There we go. Yes.
Yeah, you really broke character to talk about London, but
yeah, I really
Jeff's back.
Food, great. Had a great time. Went to Nando's. Had a cheeky Nando's. Went to one of my favorite restaurants, Cricket. Fish and chips. What a
fish
delight.
Fish and chippies? A bottle of Nando's, is it?
Bottle of Nando's. Have you even been to the UK?
A bottle of Nando's? Well, I never ever considered that. No, I do.
That's how you do a fucking British accent. Not like these messed up actors who can't pull it off.
Exactly.
Mm. That's why Amir asked that question. He was just waiting for someone to set him up to do his
slash
own.
Have me on stage.
You'd be streaking doing a better accent than they are.
Yeah. Let's get into the news of the week. AI poses risk of extinction, industry leaders warn.
I saw that in the news.
So Jeez, why make it?
Whoop.
Right.
So why make it? Why did Oppenheimer make the bomb, you know?
Exactly. Follow the money.
Follow the money.
It says here, I don't put raw eggs in bowls, hand them out to my friends, and then wince and say, this poses the risk of diarrhea.
Is that related to the AI, or did you sort of...
Was that like a note that Jeff wrote for you?
Yeah, it's a bullet point. The first bullet was, so why make it? And the second one was that. Discuss what would have been a better name for Jake's daughter, and there's the thinking emoji. I think it should have been Crandice, right? It's kind of lead your careers good. Were kind of leading up to that point.
Yeah, it should have been an inside joke. True. Instead it was like a family name or something.
I do think that if Jeff was hosting and he asked that, none of us would participate.
We wouldn't want to give him that. Yeah. Sort of positive reinforcement. We didn't really dig into the AI thing. I sort of read up on
No,
that.
We did. Casey was like, I'm a big fan of Oppenheimer's work, and I support what he did.
Was pro bomb.
Wow, yeah. You just put several words in my mouth.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Anyway, George Maharis, TV heartthrob of Route 66, is dead at 94.
Who? Sorry, RIP, but who?
I don't know. George Maharis.
RIP.
RIP. There's also the new segment, So What? Which I guess I'll just say things and then you respond, so what?
Okay.
Okay.
Haley and Justin Bieber get cheeky on vacation in south of France from people. So what? Yeah.
Yeah.
A prominent Boise coffee shop for years. The Starbucks has closed from the Idaho Statesman.
So the what?
Starbucks?
this Starbucks.
Oh, got it. Just a random Starbucks.
Just
in
a random.
Idaho.
You're right. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
Beer so, on ice is fine sometimes from the tasting table.
Yeah, that's a good story.
Yeah, so what?
Well, I want to hear more, actually.
That's like a dive bar thing. If you go to like a real dive bar during beer the day, there's old men drinking beer on ice with a straw.
Sounds delightful. It's like
you
a
satay with
beer on ice or beer piping hot. It's your choice.
Piping hot.
I don't like that. Cruise passenger vanishes after falling overboard off Florida coast. From the Idaho Statesman.
Why was he only reading the Idaho news?
Yeah, there are a few from there. I will say
less of a so what.
We're not gonna do so what for that.
Yeah, an interesting.
I'm interested in that as well.
A case for Benoit Blanc to solve.
Wow, very true. I
was her twin.
I'm really scared of cruise ships. If you've ever been on the cruise ships death website, I'm sure they're covering this extensively because. That's a website that exists.
I've never been on a cruise.
No, me neither. Horrible. I had to go on one for work. It was bad.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. My room had no windows.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
My jock husband keeps calling our son a nerd from Slate.
My headline.
Pretty good.
Are we supposed to say so what?
So what?
So what?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's sad.
Okay.
I'm team nerd son.
It's time for our first segment. That I'm nervous about because it says rice burn. It's 10 minutes long. We don't have to make it that long. And there's lyrics here. So I guess I have to sing a song now and say read
song?
It. Not a 10-minute
song.
Song. It's a song segment. Jeff has written a song. He says, sing the song, then ask for feedback. If anyone pushes back, come back thrice as hard at them, personal attacks, etc. Don't let anyone tell you the song ain't good, which is kind of, it's like he wrote it. So obviously he's going to say that. But I am sight reading this, and I honestly, I did look up when he sent me this email, I did look up, the song and I opened the karaoke track. And he immediately FaceTimed me and was like, don't open the song. So,
okay, so here we go.
Yeah.
Live.
We can all hear this, right?
Yes.
What's the name of the song again?
Rice Burn.
Okay.
Long intro, of course.
How do you know when to start?
From this karaoke track. This is the pan. Pour some soy and burn it tan. Feel the pot heat and Dan. Grab cans of rice for the pan.
Cans, of course.
For this is a pan.
What song is this?
I've scalded soy
Skyfall?
And brought some sand.
Got it.
So racy that I grow my glands.
Awful.
Starting to pour rice from cans.
No.
Oh, God.
Canned rice.
Let the rice burn when it jars brown. Tommy's wheelchair. Pour some scorched rice. Oh, God, let the sand scald when it sears thus.
Sand scald.
Wash it all down with the pint of a thick malt. A thick malt. Yeah, so I guess any notes, feedback, okay, or otherwise.
It's a hard song to throw at
it's
you.
It's a really hard song
you
to sing.
Really
like Adele or something?
It's Adele. I don't know the words to Regular Skyfall, so.
Yeah. No, you honestly killed that.
Yeah, you did very, very good.
My
yeah,
main how did you feedback. Know
that rhythm, the song, the melody, how do you know that stuff?
I kind of just guessed, and I'm looking at the, I had to look at the karaoke track text and match it to his lyrics.
It's really hard that to
real time.
Yeah, holy shit.
Marika participates in the cultural conversation, though. She knows the song Skyfall.
Yeah, I saw Skyfall in the Navy Pier IMAX theater.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if we can move on to the feedback section.
Yeah, sure.
I think canned rice is a funny concept. I think saying pan 6 or 7 times in the opening verse is
lazy
writing.
I can read the lyrics one more time since I did laugh during half of them. It's this is the pan, pour some soy and burn it tan, feel the pot heat and Dan.
What's wrap and can. Dan like and then?
Yeah, I think that's Jeff / Amir colloquialism.
Okay.
And Dan.
Sorry about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Right? No.
Maybe. It could be, yes.
Grab cans of rice for the pan. For this is the pan. For this is a pan. I've scalded soy and brought some sand. So racy that I grow my glands. And if I can add a note, awful lyric.
Yeah.
Terrible. So bad. Starting to pour rice from cans. Let the rice burn when it chars brown. Tummies will churn,
that's
forcing scorched rice down. Let the sand scald when it sears thus. Wash it all down with a pint of a thick malt. A thick malt.
When it sears thus? What was the word before? Is thus?
Nothing that rhymes with thus, I'll say that much.
When Jeff writes a song, he's looking at a list of the same 10 words.
Yes.
Yeah, he has like fridge magnets with these words on it, and that's the only way he can do it.
It's rice, sand, scald, burn.
That's not new. Yeah, the theme is always that burnt sand tastes like rice, which is not true.
Burnt rice is the consistency of sand.
Yeah. Also not true.
And also, you can add soy and sometimes hoisin sauce.
Yeah, we understand the limits of his cooking experience. Also, why pan so much? He mentions pot once. I will say most people cook rice in a pot.
That's very true. Does he mention
pot?
I don't think he writes
hot.
Pot at all. He doesn't mention pot at all, actually.
Well, there you go. Pot rhymes with hot, which would be
That's
helpful.
A great point. I kind of want to see if I can find a better key to sing this in, because I would like to be on the album in theory. Mm-hmm. But I could I could also play Jeff's version, which he did say you have to attempt singing it, but if that works out poor, play this version. So we can listen.
Okay,
let's do that.
I will say that this is on, he uploaded it to SoundCloud, tagged genuinely good song. And yesterday when I looked at this, like 5 minutes later, someone reposted it on SoundCloud. So he didn't make it private or anything.
This is nice that he's like here with us.
Yeah.
This is the pan.
Oh, the reverb.
Pour some soy and burn it tan.
I feel like I'm at Jeff's funeral.
Feel the pot heat and Dan.
Oh.
Grab
not a choice I made.
Cans of rice for the pan. For this is a pan.
I'm also just imagining him singing this in like his Kentucky hotel.
I was just about to, I was like, you think any of like in his hotel room, any of his neighbors heard him singing this repeatedly so that you could nail it?
Ugh, I love this.
Starting to pour rice from cans. Let the rice burn when it chars brown.
Every time he says chars.
Turn, forcing scorched rice down. Let the sand scald.
The cadence of that is really good.
It's clumsy.
He has it all down. Doesn't have enough Wi-Fi to upload the HeadGum podcast, but can upload this.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
A thick malt.
I think your delivery of the end was better.
Thank you. When I, oh my god, it repeated.
Oh my god.
When I just started speaking it. Because it's an Adele song.
Yeah, but it felt more definitive.
Yeah. Wow, thank you. That's really kind.
Yeah, I like your version better than Jeff's.
Yeah.
Wow.
Same. Hands down.
Of course, 100%. You don't even need a second take.
Huge.
You have the job.
I have to go.
During just let me leave.
I really do have a meeting.
I have to go.
I feel like we're making great time episode wise. We're almost done.
I thought it was the end.
This is the final segment. It says Trump CNN town hall from 4 weeks ago. Let's answer the same exact questions he was asked. No? So I've pulled up this document, I guess.
I didn't even know Trump did a town hall on CNN.
I don't either, and I honestly don't know what the questions are, because while these are clipped out into segments, the headlines aren't really questions. But would Trump apologize to Mike Pence?
This was a town hall question.
Yeah.
For this guy
who is
running for president again, they open it up with, would you apologize to Mike Pence?
When asked if he feels
sorry to the vice president who you tried to kill.
Yeah.
Hard hitting interview, huh?
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Okay, pass.
Wait, sure. Should we answer?
I guess that's Trump. The point of this. I don't know if it's for Trump or just for yourself.
Would I apologize to Mike Pence?
Sure.
No, we didn't do anything wrong to Pence.
I would apologize.
Even if I did, I wouldn't apologize for it.
Hell yeah.
Isn't he the one who calls his wife mother?
Yeah.
I would apologize
He's
to her.
He's a bundt cake. He's an absolute bundt cake. We're all thinking it.
Sure.
Bundt cake.
Oh. I don't know what that was. Did not expect it to be this.
Okay. It would be so funny if they played that music in the town hall. After every question. Sorry.
On the famous, on the infamous Access Hollywood tape, Trump asked if he stands by comments from the Access Hollywood tape.
Wow.
I was on a flight.
I want to know what Trump said to that.
Apparently he responded, I can take it back if you'd like to.
That's honestly funnier than anything we could have said. I was on a flight with Billy Bush recently to Boston.
Wow.
I tried to give him a look that was like,
it's Billy Bush in Boston.
That's right.
Oh my god.
That's my song. Anyways, yeah, he didn't really pick up on my messages that I was trying to send.
Gotcha,
I wanted
gotcha.
To down the plane with him on it. But.
Whoa, you can't say that.
Nice. United Flight 93 style.
Um,
storm the cockpit.
Do you want
Billy Bush?
Russia or Ukraine to win the war?
Okay, what did he say? This is more interesting to me.
I don't know.
There's a lot of people fighting in that war.
He'd settle the Russia-Ukraine war in one day, 24 hours. That's what he said.
Wait, what? Say that again?
He'd settle the Russia-Ukraine war in one day, 24
That's,
hours.
Again, so much funnier than anything we could have said.
He's good. He's good at being him.
Yeah.
He's so funny. Yeah, that would rock if he did that.
Yeah. I don't
Only
know.
One way to find
like
out.
None of these none of these are questions.
Okay. I'm having fun.
I guess that was maybe the last question that he was asked.
So they asked him two questions, maybe three.
Apparently,
at this town hall.
I guess so.
He
it
talked
was like
for
two
a
apologies
long time.
And one plan. Yeah.
Well, it didn't sound like it sounds like one of the apology wasn't an apology.
Sorry,
it was
like two like
I'll take it back if you want. If yeah. that's what you want, I'll
if
take
it makes
it back.
You feel better. Anyways, I like his plan for Russia.
Guess what this sound cue is called?
Bad news.
Nope. Case closed dash detective.
Pretty good.
I was assuming it was going to be like a case closed, like we wrapped up the segment.
No. Yeah.
That should be the name. Casey, you should have a podcast. Case closed, where you
oh.
solve mysteries.
Oh,
mm.
oh Casey
interesting.
Closed.
That's fun.
Isn't
yeah. And,
that,
and that's
like
your theme
a conflict
music.
With like another show that we got in the works.
Bleep, Grace, bleep that out.
We can't have anybody know about that.
Oh, I thought this was it. I thought this was going to be You Must Not Know About Me. Like it was actually gonna be singing, but now it's just the track. And I was gonna say You Must Not Know About That. Anyway,
that I'm working on. Yeah.
Great. Guys, I think we did it.
There's no more notes?
It just says outro.
We
for 5 minutes.
We've rendered
plugs.
Jeff obsolete slash irrelevant.
Yeah. I think
yeah.
we learned
yeah,
a lot today.
Can we let's yeah. talk about that. How do we feel
we debrief?
Like,
yeah.
Do we need him in future episodes or no?
Well, we need somebody to make the outline, but I assume, again, ChatGPT can
yeah, we
crank
could totally
some of that out.
Turn that
we
into
will need
AI
him to
task.
Like write the songs, I guess.
Again, the algorithm could probably
yeah,
yeah.
It's,
we kind
look,
of have
we know
we
all
have
of his
the,
favorite words.
Right.
We have like, the words, that's true. We have the 10 words.
You must not know about rice. You must not know about char. I can burn another rice in a minute. Matter of fact, sand will burn in an hour, baby.
That's pretty good. Wait, did he write that too?
That's or? Really good.
So much better than any song he's written so far.
Sand will burn in an hour, that's right.
Plugs.
Follow me on Instagram, y'all. At Amir. I'm dropping some really hot reels this month.
Yeah,
follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd at Marie Galon. And if you think that I could host the show instead of Jeff, comment on Jeff's posts on Instagram, his last grid posts, and say so. Maybe slide into his DMs, just generally sort of take over his
you
account
should do that thing like,
with slander
what,
of him.
What like Beyonce fans do, where they all do like the B.
Oh, the B? Yeah, I'd love an emoji.
What's your emoji?
I think my emoji, I guess it can't be like a face. It would have to be...
Is there a saxophone?
That would be good.
But that feels like Jeff.
Well, I feel like sex was a thing in our old episodes that we kind of did away with.
But I feel like that feels pro Jeff, and you want one that's pro Marika.
Right.
But Marika plays the sax.
It's true.
Hmm.
That
but
is true.
I agree. I think it I think it's too Jeff forward.
Okay, then go with the American flag.
No, I don't want to be attributed to that. Maybe like that scary moon face. Is that fun?
Which one's scary? I don't think any of them are scary to me.
Oh my God.
The one that's is it the one that's like this? Is it? It looks like.
Yeah, actually,
I don't think he's scary. Mine's actually, the poodle. Comment the poodle on all of Jeff's posts
for Anya. Yeah, do that. I want to be the pizza emoji.
That's good.
Does that feel fair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. So comment the pizza emoji if you think I should take over the show, and then follow me on my socials. Listen to the pit wall, which Jeff has not deigned to show up for in weeks. So it's kind of just me and Casey running the joint.
That's right.
Yeah.
Piles there sometimes.
It's true.
I want to come on so that I can justify buying a F1 jacket.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I have the gossip section?
Yeah. You could also come on for not a race. You could come on for like a movie.
Sure.
We haven't had any guests yet.
Great. So I'm going to expense the F1 jacket that I want.
Oh, so you're buying it. Got it.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I've expensed every bit of sim racing equipment that I've purchased over the course
of
the
show. Wow, so I could expense
and every time
tickets.
I go to the go-kart track.
That's awesome.
These are all business expenses.
The roost.
Yeah.
Legally an expense.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone
okay. That's
CC
that's
Marty a, on this conversation. This
yeah, that's a good idea, I guess. Yeah, Casey, we can offline about expensing some tickets to the Canadian GP.
Oh, okay. Let's go back to Austin.
I didn't get to go. Take me.
Yeah.
Listen to the pit wall.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me on Instagram at Casey Donahue.
Follow me while I burn.
Some rice.
This rice I have.
Nice.
Listen to the Doughboys, listen to Hollywood Handbook. I work on those shows.
Factually?
That's true.
Do you work on Factually?
That's
a new show?
Yeah.
Technically.
Factually
he does.
Also. More in a supervisor role, but yeah.
You can follow me on Instagram if you'd like. I don't post, but feel free. I recently found out Allie asks for lunch money on these. So
yeah,
feel free to Venmo me, Anya Kuniskaya, and I'll
Venmo Anya with the poodle
That's
emoji.
Such a good idea.
Yeah.
For some lunch.
Lunch is so expensive near the office.
So expensive, and there's nothing good. Mm-hmm. And I yesterday I had a $25 meal from Erewhon that sucked ass. So
25.
Mm-hmm. And I went with Marty and I thought he was going to pay for me, but he didn't. So
devastating.
I'm now negative 25 that
it's
I wasn't planning
thing,
on.
Yeah. Let's get
yeah,
that
like,
25 back to Anya.
Yeah.
My last name's really long, but it's phonetic. So Kunovskaya. Also, listen to Gaotic, Muna's podcast, that just launched on HeadGum, and listen to my radio shows on WGXC.org in Hudson, New York. Going to be live tonight, but you're not. It'll be by the time this comes out. So it's fine. But we take submissions at the Love Line. You can call 857-DIAL-LOVE. You can DM me at the Love Motel, the.lovemotel. Or you can submit anonymously at thelovemotelradio.com. We take advice, questions. We take song dedications. Casey, if you wanted to write in about your dating life, I would love to talk to you about it on the air.
Okay, there's not a lot to say, but sure.
That was easy.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.